Chapter 6 The Plateau of the Lost World. That night, we made a camp, and Zamba helped us make a fire. We were very hungry, so Lord Roxton shot an animal similar to a pig, and we cooked it on the fire. We were sitting around the fire and eating, when suddenly we heard a terrible noise. In the dark, we saw many animals with wings and ferocious red eyes at the end of long, thin necks. We saw enormous beaks with very sharp teeth. Suddenly, one of these creatures descended on us, took our dinner in its beak, and flew towards the plateau with it in its mouth. We stood in the dark in silence, completely shocked. Somerley was looking at the sky above the plateau. Then, very quietly, he said,
"Those were pterodactyls."
He looked at Professor Challenger.
"I'm sorry I didn't believe you," he said. "You aren't a liar. Now I know your story is true. Please forgive me."
Then he offered Professor Challenger his hand, and Professor Challenger took it. For the first time, the two men were friends. Lord Roxton and I were happy about that. We didn't fall asleep easily that night. We all had a vision of pterodactyls attacking us. But finally, we couldn't keep our eyes open anymore. The next day, our mission was to find a way to the plateau.
"Let's walk around the cliffs," said Lord Roxton. "Then we can find the best way to go up."
We left Zamba at the camp to guard our things, and then we started to walk around the bottom of the enormous plateau. It was a long and difficult walk. The ground was full of broken rocks. There were many insects, and they bit our legs, arms, and faces. At one time, we crossed an area of very wet land, full of dangerous snakes. We continued to walk, day after day, trying to find a place to climb up the cliffs. But the cliffs were very high. Even the most experienced climber couldn't climb them.
"Maybe there isn't a way to go up," said Somerley.
"No, I'm sure there is," said Challenger.
On the fifth day, Lord Roxton suddenly pointed to a tree.
"Look there,"
he exclaimed. We saw something on the ground near the tree. It was the remains of a fire. Next to it, there was an empty bottle, an old newspaper, and some bones. On the tree we saw an arrow.
"I think Maple White was here," said Challenger. "The arrow is pointing that way. Let's follow it."
We continued east until we found another arrow. It was pointing to a cave. We entered the cave and walked down a dark tunnel. Suddenly, the tunnel ended, obstructed by a lot of large rocks.
"Look!" Challenger exclaimed. "Maple White's way to the Lost World is closed to us."
What could we do? We were tired, hungry, and very far from our camp. We stood at the bottom of the cave, trying to think about a plan of action, when suddenly something frightening happened. We heard a loud noise, and then an enormous rock fell from above. We looked up, but we couldn't see anything in the dark. We had a horrible feeling somebody was watching us, and that the incident with the rock wasn't an accident. Our minds were full of questions. Were there humans living here? Was somebody trying to hurt us, maybe even kill us? If so, who and why?
We felt there was no hope now. It's very difficult to arrive at the plateau, but if somebody is trying to stop us, it'll be impossible, I thought. We came out of the cave and looked up at the enormous plateau. We wanted very much to explore it before we returned to London.